Still Life by Janice Woodgate. The putting out of the dinner at one was less a choreographed ballet and more a hoedown, with elbows knocking, delf clanging and cutlery crashing onto the blue formica table. At the sink in front of the garden window was you. You seemed to knit the Savoy cabbage, cutting it smaller, making it less stringy, straining its juice down the drain. Two tubs of salt placed on the table, one at each end, for Grandad and you. The steaming potatoes hauled from the pot in the scullery, drained, then tumbled into the bowl for sharing, as we battled with forks, their thin sound singing into excited mouths. We weren't a family for the Angelus, but when the Harbour Hotel came on the radio, no one was allowed to speak. I have little memory of the clean-up, for us little girls had no part in it, but were sent back out to play in Murphy's Field, to jump sun-leathered cowpats, to chase Indians up on Daly's Hill. In the evening, you'd walk us up the lanes of Pole Gower, with scraps for Mrs. Foley's hens in one of your hands, and me in the other. You'd have us search the hedges for cuckoo spit, your game for reluctant legs, before home for supper and bed. Your dinner table sits in my home now, your last meal tasted some years ago, and when my life's spinning in a direction I don't want to go, and I must step out for a bit, I sit, put my hands out, and hold on to it.